Okay. The vaccine program has definitely been, the rollout in South Africa has definitely been a space of greater positive news, I think, of late compared to potentially a month or a month and a half ago. Of course, we got a great deal of response from the 35 to 49 cohort. It has given, I think, even the Department of Health a great deal of enthusiasm. But we've also come into that ever distant Q3, quarter three, that was being pointed to a few months ago, that is when the bulk of our vaccines will arrive. We've been seeing a regular almost a million jabs arriving from Pfizer, and having gotten, I think, about 1.5 or 1.2 million imported J&J shots into South African arms, we are now excited to announce that Aspen Pharmacare, as of yesterday, noted its seminal moment of the first 1.45 million vaccine shots produced in Africa being released. Stavros Nicolaou, Dr. Stavros Nicolaou, is the Aspen Senior Executive for Strategic Trade and joins me now. Welcome to the show, Dr. Nicolaou. How are you this morning?
Rashiwe, good morning to you. I'm feeling well, and hopefully you and your listeners are all well.
We are. We're going to be even better when we get your J&J.
You're absolutely right. So will I feel a lot better.
Quite right. So we're excited about this. This is quite a momentous occasion, I think. The announcement that came from Aspen yesterday just highlighting that this is the beginning, I think, of quite a long production line. This, of course, comes on the back. Well, not on the back of this. This was in the pipeline for some time. But we also look forward to this technical partnership that we got that was led by Emmanuel Macron and our president himself. That is going to, I suppose, expand capacity for Aspen.
Yeah, so you're quite right. This is a historic landmark. It is so because of precisely what you indicated earlier. There's been significant inequalities in the distribution of vaccines globally. By way of example, a little over 3.8 billion COVID vaccine doses have been administered globally, and Africa has been a recipient of 1% or less of those.
Jeepers.
So the only way to solve the problem is you have to have your own capacities. You know, the world is at the beginning of a pandemic, well-meaning, and there's a lot of talk around solidarity. But when it comes to the crunch, countries look after their own citizens first. Now, we weren't in that position because we didn't have our own local manufacturing capabilities and or capacities. So the landmark moment now is that we have the first African-produced Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine produced by an African company, Aspen Pharmacare, on African soil that will find its way into South African and African arms.
What capacity of production will Aspen see hereafter?
So I think we've indicated previously our capacities are up to, at this point in time, up to 300 million doses. Of course, it doesn't mean that we will produce that many for and on behalf of Johnson & Johnson. Johnson & Johnson determine how many get produced at our facility in Quebec. We are the contract manufacturer at this point in time. It is envisaged that we eventually move into, as President Ramaphosa announced, a licensing arrangement as a country with Johnson & Johnson, which then, of course, allows you the right to own the license, to own the intellectual property, and that can further certainly expand capacity in South Africa for the continent.
Indeed.
I think what is encouraging, though, is the president did indicate as well in his family meeting on Sunday evening that all the production at the Aspen facility from October onwards will be exclusively for South Africa and the African continent.
And I'd be curious to know that split, but let's talk a little bit about the IP, because that's always the elephant in the room. We keep speaking about the fact that we're manufacturing in South Africa, but it is a fill and finish process. Even when Pfizer was talking about themselves working with BioVac going forward, that's going to be fill and finish as well. We've been talking about this WTO TRIPS waiver for the longest time. There's constant pushback from the West and the leaders of the WTO, I suppose the most influential there, notwithstanding the platitudes that they sort of defer to Africa. We then find out that sort of countries such as such as the United States, led by President Biden, are happy to give a donation of whatever leftover vaccines they have, as opposed to just giving us the tools. How far away is that licensing from today?
Very difficult to predict the timing on these things because there are multiple steps, and you know, the steps are not seamless. They, you know, they are not precisely time bound. But what I can say is an indication around technology transfers, which is the most important thing here. You can talk about IP waivers; they're an important first step, but the real issue here is transferring technologies, know-how, and skills. And that's the most important aspect that needs to be focused on here if we are to move into our truly independent manufacture of these vaccines. And it's not just COVID vaccines. It's more broadly that we're speaking here.
Correct. And that's why I want to just probe that a little bit, because Aspen is a well-established pharmaceutical producer. And for any pharmaceutical company in the world, COVID-19 manufacture is but under 2 years old. What is this learning curve that is so massive that South Africans can't catch up with the rest of the world that has been doing this for under 24 months?
Look, I think, firstly, I think we've done quite well, actually.
I would say so.
From having no vaccine manufacturing as Aspen, what we did have was extensive sterile capabilities. So, for example, we're one of the world's leaders of general anesthetic products. So we're one of the biggest producers of general anesthetics, which are sterile products. So we had that sterile platform, and we were able to pivot some of that capability into manufacturing vaccines, albeit for finished packaging and labeling.
Yes.
But of course, the step, the elusive step, if I can call it that, is to go one step backwards and backwards to integrate into the drug substance. But that is certainly in our radar as Aspen, both the drug substance and then also to receive the technologies, the know-how, and the skills so that we can become truly autonomous in manufacturing these products.
That's good news. So back to you said as of October, exclusively the product will be for African consumption or export, and then obviously South African usage. Will that be a prioritization of South African product, or will at that point will we be seeing almost enough, I suppose, product available to the South African market?
No, I think it's, you know, it's, by then there will be a good cadence of production.
Yes.
So it won't come down to prioritizing one over the other. I think there'll be a regular rhythm of supply. So it's unlikely that we're going to have to say, look, we're prioritizing A over B.
And then, Stavros, just insofar as generally the larger manufacturers do not actually reveal pricing and any other, I suppose, contractual detail to the public, even though it comes out of the public purse, will Aspen be sharing details of pricing and the like?
Well, it's actually at this point in time not our product. It's for Johnson & Johnson to do that.
Okay.
So they would need to disclose that, if at all.
Got it. Well, we're really excited for this momentous occasion and this particular seminal moment. Thank you so much, Dr. Stavros Nicolaou, Senior Executive, of course, for Strategic Trade.
Your call has been placed on hold.
Excellent. From Aspen, 19 minutes past 7. Let's head over.